With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. New troubling details have emerged about President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon.
Over the weekend, a lawyer for Pete Hegseth said Hegseth paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault. The alleged assault took place in 2017. No charges were filed. Hegseth's lawyer said the sexual encounter was consensual. He went on to say that the confidential settlement was reached because Hegseth believed the filing of the threatened lawsuit could have gotten him fired from Fox News, where he was employed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump has tapped free speech advocate Brendan Carr for chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. He currently serves as an FCC commissioner. Donald Trump Jr. says that this time around, Team Trump knows more about how to put together an administration.
I think the reality this time is we actually know what we're doing. We actually know who the good guys and the bad guys are. We know who the guys are fake. And it's about surrounding my father with people who are both competent and loyal.
Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. Also at SRNNews.com, an E. coli outbreak has sickened dozens of people. They ate bagged organic carrots.
One person died from the infection. The CDC says 39 people were infected and 15 people were hospitalized in 18 states after eating organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms. The recalled carrots include whole and baby organic carrots sold in bags under multiple brand names.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The largest U.S. budget carrier, Spirit Airlines, has filed for bankruptcy protection. It has lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020, and it faces a looming debt payment totaling more than $1 billion over the next year. The Dow is down 65 points, the Nasdaq 146 points higher. This is SRN News. There were a lot of hate crimes against Christians in Europe last year.
2,444 in all, according to the latest report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe. Acts of vandalism against churches and various holy sites made up most of the incidents, though threats and acts of physical violence accounted for 15% of the total. The largest number of hate crimes against Christians occurred in France. Out of 35 nations studied, the United Kingdom came in second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are grappling with how to handle transgender politics and policy following a devastating loss to President Trump and the Republican Party. Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts says there are just a number of issues where we're out of touch. According to AP Votecast, more than half of voters said support for transgenderism in government and in society has gone too far. This is SRN News. Apparently, it's not just American voters who are hungry for change.
Some have called it the super year for elections, and whether on the left or the right, sitting governments around the world have been drubbed this year by disgruntled voters. Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election was just the latest in a long line of losses for incumbent parties in 2024. Issues driving voter discontent have varied widely, though there has been almost universal malaise since the COVID-19 pandemic, as people and businesses struggle to get back on their feet while facing stubbornly high prices, cash-strapped governments, and a surge in migration. I'm Karen Shamas.
In New Orleans, police are investigating after two people were killed, two separate weekend shootings that happened along a parade route. 10 others were wounded in the attacks. There have been no arrests. Police say they don't know if the two shootings were related. More details at SRNNews.com.